This one is called The Canvas of You. I hear my Heavenly Father say, "One day I will complete the canvas of your life and unfold for all to see the beautiful artwork your life has become, made especially for me." Jesus is described as the master artist, the author of life, Acts 3:15. He can take nothing and make something out of it because he is the creator of all life. Apostle Paul says all things have been created by him and for him, Colossians 1:16. He makes all things new. He likes to start with a fresh slate, a new canvas. When we received Jesus, we became new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, all things become new, 2 Corinthians 5:17. When I attended art school, I was given a color wheel and taught to mix and blend colors on a palette. It is so fascinating to see a new color transcend from a basic color just by blending in another color. For instance, take a little blue azure and mix it with a dab of yellow ochre and you get a beautiful green. You could mix alizarin crimson with white and get a beautiful pink. Now you have 6 color shades to work with, all independent of each other. The Lord wipes all our sins away and takes our new canvas, creating a new life full of His joyful color. The wide color spectrum of His life is discovered in His Word. He is the candle that illumines and brings alive the canvas of you. Our Lord keeps our lamp burning and turns all our darkness into light, Psalm 18:28. A mixture of color is prepared from His palette wheel, filled with His life to embellish and enrich your life, and then applied. He transforms you into His amazing child as His precious word is applied to your heart. You are inspired to be continuously creative, yet rested in His ever-present love and security, because this is you. This is who He is creating you to be. He says, "You were created by the words and breath of my mouth," Psalm 33:6. "I know everything about you because I am your creator," Psalm 139:3. "Even the very hairs of your head are numbered," Matthew 10:30. "I chose you when I planned creation," Ephesians 1:11-12. "My plan for your future is filled with hope," Jeremiah 29:11. "I lavish my everlasting love upon you," Jeremiah 31:3. "You are my treasured possession," Exodus 19:5. "Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart," Psalm 37:4. "For it is I who has put those desires there," Philippians 2:13. "I am your greatest encourager," 2 Corinthians 2:16-17. "I am your Father who comforts you in all your troubles," 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. "Here I am, so close to you when your heart is so broken," Psalm 34:18. "I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son, Jesus," John 17:23. "For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed," John 17, 26. He is the radiance of my glory and the exact representation of my being. Hebrews 1, 3. You are my offspring, for in me you live and move and have your being. Acts 17, 28. My word is radiant, giving light to your eyes. Psalm 19, 8. You can be confident of this. I, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day Jesus comes again. Philippians 1, 6. Father, I am being prepared as your treasured possession. I am a priceless artwork that Jesus purchased with his blood at Calvary. I am important to you, Father. I belong to you, and you belong to me. I give all glory and praise to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.